How healthy is your business? Is your business plan helping your bottom line? Do you even have a business plan? Barbara Haggerty of Mind Your Own Business has over 25 years of helping businesses of all kinds and sizes to get them where their owners want them to go. She uses her special wellness check process. It's to assess where your business is now, and then uses her own unique 7 steps business excellence plan to expand and grow your business into something to be proud of. Barbara will take a holistic or a global appreciation view of your company, and that's absolutely going to make a difference to your bottom line. So call now and schedule a wellness check and watch your business grow. 602-750-4518. That's Barbara Haggerty of Mind Your Own Business. 602-750-4518.
Hello, this is Michael Dixon. Internationally acclaimed metropolitan opera baritone Dmitri Varostovsky will perform a one-time-only opera gala concert with the Phoenix Opera Orchestra and Chorus Tuesday, January 10th at the Orpheum Theater. We've seen the sensational singer in the Met's live HD broadcasts. Now hear him live in concert January 10th. It'll be the musical event of the season. Get tickets now at the Orpheum box office and at phoenixopera.org.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
Welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. Again, thanks to Scotty Sachs all the way from San Diego, Profit Player. That's profitplayer.com. Very good marketing guy, no question about it. And he just went over the 7 secrets to negotiating. And that is very important in today's climate, any climate. Very important. Go to profitplayer.net, or you can actually hear an archive of this entire broadcast on BreakRadioShow.com, BreakRadioShow.com, and learn more about negotiation. And, of course, right now it is a real estate panel starring Chris Gray. Chris, how are you?
Doing great, Dave. Good to see you again. It's nice to be here.
And this is a special edition of What's Up Phoenix starring Chris Gray. Boy, that's a good show.
All kinds of things are up today.
There is. I mean, look, we're about to go into Thanksgiving holiday.
That's right.
Let me ask you a question. What's your favorite holiday? And then ask me the same question. Your favorite holiday. And then we'll ask Tom what his favorite holiday is.
I like Christmas.
Yeah, is that your favorite?
I think so. I have 5 children, and it's
fun
to watch all their excitement, you know.
Hey, that's sort of cool.
Yeah.
It's, 5 kids. Wow.
So
Tom. What is your let's ask Tom what his favorite is. Here he is.
Mr. You know, Dave, yeah. I think my favorite is Boxing Day.
Boxing Day? When is Boxing Day? Is that when you're, like, married and every day becomes Boxing Day?
We think it's the 26th this year. That's the official Christmas holiday, so it's a Monday off. That's why I like it.
But why is it what is Boxing Day?
Yeah, what is that? Boxing
Day. I saw
Day.
It on the calendar, really. I think you make boxes or something. I don't think it's like boxing.
What, that's the 26th?
Yeah, the December 26th is Boxing Day.
It's Canadian, whatever it is.
Really? Oh, eh? Okay, now, I'm not sure what that is. Now, my favorite holiday is Thanksgiving.
And that's because?
Good question. Well, you know, I'm not sure. I think
the food. I mean, how is the
must be the food.
Yeah.
No, I think it's sort of a cool day because it's always on a Thursday, and then you got maybe 4 days off, and 4 days off for me is sort of a rarity. So right. It's sort of cool spending time with family. And I have four kids. You have five kids. You win. What does he win, Jack Clark? I don't know. Wow, five kids. How is having five kids?
It's been really cool. I mean, I've got them from ages 26 to 13, so they're obviously a 13-year spread there. But
wow,
I've been married for about 27 years. Been with my wife for about 30. So
really,
yeah, it's been cool. It's been a good ride, you know.
You're a good role model. That is good. We should interview you.
Yeah, but you know. I think the Thanksgiving Day Parade stuff is really cool. You know, I've been watching the Macy's Day, Thanksgiving Day Parade, the Macy's thing, for years. But you know, there's all kinds of good things going on around the valley, you know, for the holidays. So make sure you pull up a lot of, you know, everybody get online and pull up websites for the different things to do and get out and enjoy yourself, you know, have some fun, have some good food, meet some friends, you know, do some things that are exciting and happy. And, you know, because there's so many people that aren't as fortunate, you know, as others, and get out and help some of them. You know, just remember that if, you know, you're having a tough time and you don't normally have a tough time, you know, there are others that are probably having it even tougher than you are. So maybe give them a little leg up. And you know, remember the Christmas Angels and all those different types of charities and things. St. Mary's Food Bank, you know, they're really in more need of money than food. I mean, yeah, it's good to contribute food when you can, but they can get a lot more things done with money, obviously, you know. But out and have some fun for the holiday.
Well, I agree. And I think in today's economy, I think a lot of people have been and still struggling. So it is good to lend a hand, get out there. A lot of great charities like the food bank, St. Mary's Food Bank. You can help
Salvation
out.
Salvation Army. So,
yeah, there's a lot of them. And it's mm-hmm. really, you know, you don't have to give money. You just give your time, give a smile,
right.
Do something of an uplifting nature would be really, really helpful. There's another activity that I think will start zoo lights at the Phoenix Zoo.
Oh, right, right.
That's sort of cool, isn't it?
Right. Well, and yeah, and there are other cities that have similar Glendale Glitters.
Oh, that's right. That's sort of cool. Every time I go to a hockey game, I drive through, and it's just all lit up downtown in mm-hmm. Glendale.
That's
Have you been there?
Event. Yeah.
It's pretty cool, right?
It's been a couple of years, but actually it's been about 5 years. But, yeah, it's a really cool event. And then off the 101 and the 10 over there on the northwest side, if you're looking for lights, there's this big field there, and every year they put up, you know, just a whole bunch of lights, and you just kind of drive, you know, through it. Kind of like back in the day when you'd take hay rides and stuff like that.
Really?
This is kind of a thing where everybody can pile in a truck and sit in the back of the truck or whatever, and they charge you like some, I don't know, I don't remember, like it was $7 or something, a car load. And you just kind of drive through the lights, and, you know, you're something for your kids to see. And
wow,
you know,
I never heard of that. So it's a lights in a field. They have all different designs, you mean? Or
mm-hmm.
Well, that's sort of cool. Now, you mentioned back in the day of hayrides. Now, you look pretty young.
Holy man.
Have you been on a hayride before?
Oh, yeah, that was the thing, man.
Where have you been on a hayride?
Well, back east, you know, Kentucky, Michigan, you know.
Really?
Oh, yeah, it's a big thing to go on hayrides. You know, we would go on hayrides like after maybe a big football game or, you know, something.
Really? So how... Yeah. How has that been? I mean, describe a hayride. I don't think I've ever been on a hayride.
Well,
or can you describe it? Young and
some.
All right,
we won't talk about all of it.
Yeah, not every hayride. Okay,
but they were on big farms, you know, and they would drive you on a big hay wagon, and you know there'd be like 25 to 35 people on this hay wagon, and sometimes people would sing or just whatever, and there's big bonfires all at different
on
places.
On the hayride?
Yeah, different, yeah, like you'll
ride. Not on the wagon, though.
No, there was no bonfire. Not with the hay. The bonfire.
Wagons. So what is that? Like a bale of hay? You sit on hay?
Yeah.
Wow.
But it was really cool. A lot of people go do that, and then you go to the cider mill, you know. And sometimes you go on a hayride at the cider mill. And
now, what's a cider mill? Wow, I'm learning all sorts of stuff. Is that in Kentucky?
No, they're all over the place. There's a cider mill or something like that or whatever. What's the Young's Farm or whatever that's here?
I think that's a
north.
Pumpkin patch.
That's a pumpkin patch thing, but
or a turkey farm or something.
But I was thinking
cider mill.
I was thinking they had hay rides there too, though at Young's Farm.
I remember what was that called? Let's see, not Westworld. There was some place up north in Scottsdale
That had hay rides.
Yeah, what was that called? It was like they had gunfights. You know, Western.
Right.
Westworld. I bet Tom knows. Tom. What's the name of that place that used to be up north in Scottsdale where they'd have gunfights and you'd have hay rides? I want to say Westworld, but I don't think it's that.
Rawhide,
yeah.
Now, didn't they move? They moved somewhere?
Yeah, they're down by Wild Horse Pass now.
Where's that?
Oh, that's down on, I want to say, I-10 and about south of Ray Road or Warner, somewhere in there. Elliott.
I think they have hay rides.
Right. The cider mill was the greatest thing. You'd go there and they'd have fresh donuts and you could pick your own apples or...
Really?
Or whatever. Yeah, and as time kind of progressed, you know, pretty soon people started going, you know what, this cider mill thing's pretty good. People like doing their own apples. We'll also have a pumpkin field. And then you could go there, get your apples, have some fresh donuts, you know, have some apple cider that had been fresh made right there.
And that'd be hot apple cider.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that fresh, is good,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, and they would, you know, they would put some cinnamon in some of them just so you could have different ciders and whatnot. And,
wow.
Yeah, it was cool. That was a big thing growing up to look forward to that every winter, you know, every fall.
So where did you grow up then?
In Michigan.
Oh, really? Detroit mm-hmm. Red Wing fan?
Yeah.
You are?
A little bit, yeah.
Wow, I mean, good organization.
That's where I grew up, you know. So.
Wow. So
them and the Flyers, you know, it was fun to watch. Polonovins and Brian Watson and all those guys.
You remember those guys. You're
Bobby
quite,
Orr.
Really?
Yeah. The funny thing is my dad used to take us to all those hockey games whenever, you know, hockey games, baseball games, and the Lions, and, you know, well, the Tigers, but I mean football games as well. But anyway, he was an exec with Ford's, and he would always get really cool tickets. And so we'd get, like, the Red Wings or somebody would give us, like I had a goalie stick, you know. One of the goalies gave me his stick. You know, we had pucks, and we'd get a jersey. Well, we'd use all that stuff. You could ice skate on our streets in the wintertime, so we'd use all these sticks and pucks and wear their jerseys and everything else, and then throw them away because they broke, or the shirts were torn. The jerseys would get torn. We had all this stuff: footballs, baseballs, all these crazy things from all these games, and.
And you used them.
And we used them.
They're probably collector's items.
Oh,
or they could have been.
Yeah, that's kind of what.
Don't
I'm
say you had
at.
Bernie Parent or Rogi Vachon.
No. It was like
wow.
It was like, you know, Brian Watson and
that's good though.
Polonovich. And I can't. Who's the big flyer guy that used to fight with
Dave
Brian
Schultz?
Watson? Is that what it was?
Yeah, the Hammer they used to call him. Dave Schultz. Dave the Hammer Schultz.
It was funny.
Was he tough or what?
And that was back when the glass would still break. And, I mean, it would happen every few games. You know, somebody would go through the glass.
Are we talking 1974 and 1975?
Something.
The Broad Street Bullies? Remember that?
I think that's about.
Oh my! I didn't know. Do you go to hockey out here now? See the Coyotes?
Oh, occasionally, you know, but with the whole
family,
the whole and the sports thing with the way it is, somebody's always on strike and who owns who, and it's kind of hard. The part of the problem, I think, with the whole sports thing right now is it's, you know, how do you root for somebody because he's on a different team next year or 2 years later?
You know, that's a problem. I totally agree, and it makes it difficult because I believe One aspect of sports that fans love is identification with the players, like a hero type of thing, role model.
Right.
And if they keep moving, it's very difficult. And what happened to the love of the game? It's about the money, unfortunately. Look at the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
Going to court, seeing who's going to make a ton of money, and it's really unfortunate about that. But, you know, you don't see too many players staying around there looking for money. Now, we are blessed with a few great athletes out here, and of course Shane Doan captain of the Phoenix Coyotes, a truly class individual, character guy, amazing person. One team. He moved here from Winnipeg. When Winnipeg became the Coyotes, he stayed. He actually, I think, took a lot less money 5 years ago to stay. That's loyalty. That's dedication. That's who you want on your team.
And that's fun. See, that's a guy to root for. That's something where a kid in grammar school can have his card, his rookie card, or his this and that, and follow him and root for somebody.
You like a guy like that. Mm-hmm. Someone that just stays put. I think Steve Nash falls in that category. And unfortunately, mm-hmm. Not sure how it's going to turn out with the NBA. Haven't checked the latest, but they decertified the union. The players did, and now the players are going to court, or they have filed an antitrust lawsuit against the league. That doesn't sound good.
What was it that sparked the whole? Because I don't follow sports a lot because I work so much and I'm running with children a lot. But yeah. What sparked the whole strike thing?
Well, the collective bargaining agreement called CBA expired, and that's the union's. It's an agreement between the union, the players' union, and the league on various issues, how to split the pot, the revenue, basketball-related revenue, salary caps, the whole structure of the economics. And the league and its owners said, hey, a lot of us are losing money. I think quite a bit of the teams claim they lost money, and they couldn't renew under the same terms. And so they wanted like a 50-50 split. The players were getting more. I think it was like 57-43 to the players of splitting the basketball-related revenue, salary caps, luxury taxes, a lot of things to keep the salaries in line, because escalating salaries means more potential losses to the owners, or the fans are going to be paying for it. So it was all about economics. So you got a bunch of billionaires fighting millionaires, and It appears to me it's about greed, and that's not what the country needs. That's not what people should be really focused in on, is greed. And now guess what happened? There's no basketball at this point. The season is in jeopardy, and losing a season is not good. That's a kiss of death, because no one's getting paid. And then who I really feel sorry for are the behind-the-scenes people, the average guy that's just trying to support his family.
Selling hot dogs, selling at the beer stand.
They don't have a job now. I'm not a big fan of greed. Or strike. I mean,
right, because strike usually is because of greed.
Yeah, and it just doesn't make sense. And Chris, this is a real estate panel, but as you know, in real estate, one of the reasons everything collapsed is because of greed and short-term thinking. Everyone wanted to get in on the action, the bubble, and it burst.
Right. And it's funny, too, because it started with people that were actually already multi-super mega millionaires. And I say it started there because I think it all started with secondary market and investors and the feds and whatnot creating loan programs that were just not practical, that's been the talk for years. And that's kind of why, I don't talk about it a whole lot on the talk show anymore and things like that. I think people are tired of hearing about it. People are ready for some results. People are ready to be like, okay, when can I just wake up and swim in my pool, go to work, and be like, a normal day, and not hear about, the market's down another 4.7%. I owe $200,000 and now it's worth $120,000. It's a dead horse, and it's reality, but I don't bring it up a whole lot, but
it's unfortunate. The mm-hmm. economy, just the whole culture, there has to be a shift somehow, don't you think? And mm-hmm. Look at Washington. This is not a political show, but the super committee, is that what they call them, the super committee? I think it was.
Right, the six people are you talking about?
Yeah, or the 12 people whatever it was, six on each side. They didn't get one thing done. The deadline, I guess, has passed, and not one thing got done. They dug in, and it's unbelievable. I heard some news reporter, this is, you're going to like this. It was actually one of the late night talk shows. I can't remember which one. He said, what if we all, this is what he said, this isn't what I'm saying, gave them poison cupcakes, this gang of 12, the super committee, and we'll give them the antidote once they come up with a good solution.
There you go.
Would
there
it have go. Gone all this right. time? And they and right. without a result? No, I think they would have thought twice. They go, no, I need the antidote because I would have been very sick at the end. So I thought that was sort of an interesting analogy.
Inconceivable.
Like, make it personal. You know, like, wait, don't come out of here without a solution. But they came out without a solution.
Right.
That's ridiculous.
I really don't watch the news at all. I very rarely listen to it. You know, I pretty much listen to some talk shows occasionally and whatnot. But, you know, I'm thinking if the politicians, I'm military, so I'm not like anti-government. I'm pro-government.
Oh, yeah.
I'm prior military. My whole family.
Well, we're pro-America. I mean, that's what you're really saying.
Right. So then let's get everybody on the same playing field. Why don't we put all the people who run our country in the same boat that we're in. In other words, they get Social Security at the same age we do. They get paid more realistically, and they have to pay into Social Security. And then after they're not in office anymore, you know, you don't get paid for that anymore. You only did a 4-year stint. Why should we pay you for, you know, and things like that? Put them on a more realistic playing field.
You mean the politicians, like term limits and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah. And a lot of people are talking about that. And yeah, it's great. They're career politicians. I'm not sure exactly. That's now how it was really originally intended, to have career politicians.
No, because you don't have enough people in it that are people. You have people that are politicians and politician-minded, which is, you know, and okay, so that, like Greg Stanton, for instance, you know, I'm not anti-Greg Stanton, but you know, he was recently voted mayor, and there were a lot of folks that said, you know what, okay, you know, if you're going to vote him in, what you're going to get is a politician.
Yeah.
You're going to get a guy who knows how all the politics work, and it's going to be politics as usual.
So more of the same.
But yet he was voted in, and he's probably a great guy. I don't know him actually personally. I mean, I've seen him at a couple of things. We've talked a few times. He seemed like a good guy. But again, we have another politician in instead of
that
somebody.
Keeps happening. I don't get it. It's like, why do the people like, well, I know why, because there's massive money thrown for propaganda, for advertisement, for talking points, and people start to believe it. And you know how, what happens with sheep, you know,
right.
They sort of follow, and they follow right. blindly. Why don't we take a quick break, because this is an interesting topic. I think we'll get back to this as well as a whole bunch of other topics. This is the Real Estate Panel and Subtitle Special Edition of the Chris... Oh, I was going to say the Chris Gray Show. See, you're the star. It's What's Up Phoenix, starring Chris Gray. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Michael Dixon. Internationally acclaimed metropolitan opera baritone Dmitri Varostovsky will perform a one-time-only opera gala concert with the Phoenix Opera Orchestra and Chorus Tuesday, January 10th at the Orpheum Theater. We've seen the sensational singer in the Met's live HD broadcasts. Now hear him live in concert January 10th. It'll be the musical event of the season. Get tickets now at the Orpheum box office and at phoenixopera.org.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
Welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. This is the Real Estate Panel with the special edition, What's Up Phoenix, starring Chris Gray. What's Up Phoenix? I love that because guess what? You are the master of What's Up Phoenix.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, I think it's good. But we've, as we're talking, I thought, wow, this show really should be conversations with Chris.
Well, that's kind of like what I wanted to do today. Really, is just let's just chat about different things going on in the economy and in the market and the holidays and things like that. Instead of typically whenever we have a show, we'll have a guest and it's nailed down to a specific conversation,
right.
A specific thing.
This can be random.
Yeah, and it's I didn't really want to have a whole hour or hour and a half,
specific.
Yeah, and I appreciate it. Like, we've had the Easter Seals on, Julie Turco.
That's right.
Yeah, and we've had everybody.
A lot of people. The general, four-star general?
Brigadier
or three?
General Salinas with the Air Guard.
A lot of people. Don Goldwater.
Right.
A fan favorite.
Congressman Trent Franks.
Yeah.
Doris Goodell from, I think, the 3rd District. And then, we always talk about, things that are directly related to our market and our economy here in Arizona. And a lot of times, all of a sudden, it starts to turn to all the negative that's going on. And, we still have got it made. When you start looking at, China right now is 57 cents an hour.
Is it?
Their hourly wage, is like 57 cents an hour. So, I think we're doing a little better than that,
No doubt.
It's the old saying that, if you think you've got it bad, maybe look at your neighbor or something and do something fun, do something exciting and keep a positive attitude and save a little bit of money for next year, too, because next year is going to be a good year.
That's how I think people have to think about it. I know in the midst of difficult, challenging times, it's hard to see the good out of the sort of the misty bad, but or the anguish that people go through. But, think about it. Thanksgiving, think of the words thanks and giving.
Right.
Be thankful. Attitude of gratitude. Mm-hmm. And anyone and everyone can be thankful for something. It's just, where do you find it?
Right.
A lot of people say, I just lost my home, and that is sad, or, lost their job or whatever. But there is something to be thankful for, and maybe that's a small step in the right direction to find that one thing you can be thankful for, don't you think?
Exactly, and that's kind of like what I was getting at. That's why I was saying, be thankful, because, there's always somebody else that has work. And then I was saying start, saving for next year, because there's a lot of people that are now getting to kind of like a plateau. Maybe they lost their home a year or two ago, or maybe they didn't even lose their home. Maybe they're working less hours because everybody's hours got cut. From the police department to everybody, to Walmart workers, everybody's hours got cut and everything. And I think people are now, there's a lot of the workforce and a lot of the people here in Arizona are at a place to where like a ground zero.
Yeah.
And they go, okay, so we've got our bills to a place that's manageable now. We can start saving a little bit. And so the point that I was saying was start saving some money for next year was that I think a lot of people are at that plateau. Start saving some money for next year to take a vacation, plan something fun, make a goal, for something enjoyable with your family or friends or both, and put a little nest egg away so that next year's a good year for you.
I agree, and really something, if listeners now are feeling like, hey, this is difficult to be thankful for anything, it might be, what standard you use for being thankful or what fun or happiness means to you, and maybe you have to change the meaning. Maybe it's no longer having a mansion with 4 cars and, the salary of, $500,000, maybe, or whatever it is, $30,000, $50,000. But maybe the standards for happiness are something that are out of your control. Look what's happened. Take this lesson 3 years, the last 3 years, where a lot of people that were just sitting pretty good, a lot of money, a lot of, allegedly equity and a lot of property, was the rug was pulled out from under them. So it does show that maybe if you attach your meaning for happiness on a lot of material things, you're going to be in for a rude awakening sometimes. Right. It could be pulled from you anytime. Look and explore, is there other ways to find happiness? Yes, there are. And I think that could be the lesson for this week as well as through the end of the year so you can start fresh in 2012.
Very good lesson. That's,
wow,
that's,
I improvised on that.
You did that very well.
Wow, know, that was good. And now a word from Tom, our producer, not with the traffic report that he's accustomed to doing, but however, what do we have? We got some special events?
Yes, you were thinking of some things to do on Thanksgiving. You came up with some good ideas. The Glendale Glitters, as you said, and the Phoenix Zoo. I found a few other things, too. We'll cover those in a moment. Get this, Jester's Improv, that's Jester's with a Z, Improv, has a Thanksgiving Day show this year. It's at 6 p.m., and it's in Scottsdale, and this often sells out, I'm told. Jester's Improv on the web. It's at 6 p.m., and then a swim at the Hamilton Aquatic Center in Chandler. Now, this is the annual Turkey Lap Swim. It's held on Thursday the 24th, 5:30 a.m. to 7:30 a.m. Now, those are my kind of hours.
5:30 a.m.?
Yeah.
Tom, are you up that early?
And it's my kind of price, too. $2.25 a person.
Wow, for every lap? No, just to get in. And do you participate in the swimming or do you watch it?
I would imagine you participate for that kind of
price. Wow, 5:30.
What is that?
Hamilton Aquatic Center on the web. And then the Phoenix Zoo, which you suggested here in Central Phoenix, the regular daytime hours on Thanksgiving are enforced that day, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. The regular entry fees apply. In the evening, the Phoenix Zoo presents Zoo Lights, the annual holiday event that you were talking about. And I also found that Glendale Glitters that you talked about.
Yeah.
You scroll down and find that.
That's sort of cool. I drive right through to the jobbing.com arena, but it's beautiful. The lights everywhere. I hear there's great chocolate. There's some.
I was just going to say
someone
the
told
chocolate
me about,
festival, yeah. too, is a big thing.
Or just there's a store that sells a lot
Soretta's
of
chocolate. Soretta's chocolate is right there, too. Yeah. Soretta's has been there
since
54.
Why do women just eat chocolate? They're the only ones lining up for chocolate. What's up with that?
What's up?
Phoenix? Yeah, I don't know. We'll have to ask a caller to call in and tell us why women love chocolate.
There you go. It's sweet, and they're sweet, and that's what
No, that's why they love me. But
oopsie daisy.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I'm just kidding. I am kind, at least. So, Tom, what? Oh, Glendale Glitters.
Glendale Glitters. I open it up, and it turns out to be the Arizona Celebration of Lights. It's on the west side.
Oh.
99th Avenue and Loop 101. It's 7 million lights, Dave. Seven million lights on Thanksgiving. It's 300 animated and still displays. You actually stay in your car and drive through it. The organizers boast that this is Arizona's largest display of holiday lights. And you can go to, what is this, Arizona Celebration of Lights on the web to find out.
That's 99th Avenue, right. 101?
That's the one I was telling you that's at the 10 and the 101 on the northwest side of the road. So you'll you'll want to get off at like Thomas actually.
Yeah.
If you're headed south on the 101, you'll want to get off at Thomas, and if you're coming around off of the 10, you'll want to get off at I think the 99th Ave, 99th Ave, 107th Ave exit off of the 10.
Well, I got a text. I think when we were talking about chocolate. Maybe apple cider. I got a text just saying yum. So, we're actually creating appetites out there and different ways to enjoy their holidays.
That's the thing. You know, there's so much to do here in the area. People are so used to, to going away for the holidays and, spending all their money elsewhere. There's a lot of things you can do here for a lot less money. And I'm thinking, Tom, do you have anything else up?
Well, I did find Glendale Glitters here.
Oh, good.
It starts the day after Thanksgiving on Friday.
Oh, nice.
And it's November 25th. It will run through January 8th of next year. This is in downtown Glendale, which is at 59th Avenue in Glendale and Grand there, where it all comes together, right there in the park, Murphy Park.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Old Town Glendale.
Yeah, it's very nice there. There's a nice, really, it's like within 5 minutes of Jobbing.com Arena. In fact, go to the Thanksgiving feast, which means you got Buck Bash going on this Wednesday. Tomorrow, Jobbing.com Arena, the Phoenix Coyotes against the Anaheim Ducks. Buck Bash, $1 hot dogs, $1 drinks. I mean,
oh, I saw that, $1 a beer and $1 for a hot dog or whatever.
That's good stuff. And then you can stop by Glendale Glitters. No, that doesn't start yet till Friday. But then Friday, Vancouver Canucks coming in town, Jobbing.com Arena. You could stop by Glendale Glitters. And Saturday, the Dallas Stars versus the Phoenix Coyotes. Coyotes are playing well. They did have a heartbreak loss yesterday, last night in Washington. However, 3-2 on the road trip against some very good teams. That's a good road trip. However, probably disappointing to Coach Dave Tippett because they could have been 5-0.
But you know what? While you're talking about the Coyotes, okay. So I've never actually just like walked up and bought a ticket to go in. I always have tickets prior to going.
Yeah.
What can a person go to a Coyotes game for? Like, okay, so you're saying, so there's one Thursday and Friday and Saturday?
There's actually one tomorrow night, Wednesday night, one Friday night, and Saturday night. Three games in what is that? Four nights, and that's a lot of good hockey. They call it the Thanksgiving feast. That is a feast for hockey people.
Because my thought with that is so you go to the hockey game. What does it cost? $12 a ticket, maybe, or something.
Well, I'm not sure. Maybe Tom, after our break, we can check that out. Let's check that out. Let's take a quick break, and we'll check out the prices. For it's a great value though, because there's nothing like hockey. Coyotes playing great. And you're going to see some great teams. We got the Ducks coming in. Slow start for the Ducks, but Vancouver, runner up against the Stanley Cup champs, Boston Bruins last year. They're always a good team. And of course, Dallas Stars, hot start, slowed up a little bit, but you want to watch that team, the team that Dave Tippett used to coach. That's always a good rivalry. We'll be right back.
Weidenauer, Heinten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Weidenauer, Heinten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
Hello, this is Michael Dixon. Internationally acclaimed metropolitan opera baritone Dmitri Vorostovsky will perform a one-time-only opera gala concert with the Phoenix Opera Orchestra and Chorus Tuesday, January 10th at the Orpheum Theater. We've seen the sensational singer in the Met's live HD broadcasts. Now hear him live in concert January 10th. It'll be the musical event of the season. Get tickets now at the Orpheum box office and at phoenixopera.org.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
Welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. This is the Real Estate Panel. However, a special edition of What's Up Phoenix, starring Chris Gray, regularly heard the first Monday of the month from 2:30 to 4:00. And we were talking about Coyotes. You know, Glendale Glitters starts Friday. There's a game Friday at Jobbing.com Arena, Vancouver, and the Phoenix Coyotes. You could do both. You can even add Westgate. Get there early, go to the Coyote game, and then visit Glendale Glitters. There's nothing better. That's good stuff.
Yeah, that's just up the street.
I mean, yeah, 5 minutes away, right off Glendale, and that's where the Jobbing.com Arena is, Glendale and, like, 95th Avenue, roughly.
And they fixed Grand Avenue there, too, at Glendale and 59th Avenue now, so it's
Oh, they did?
Oh, yeah, it's an awesome. In fact, it even looks really nice. It's been a little while. It's been at least a year now since it's been maybe 2 years, actually, but a lot of people still weren't aware of that. But anyway, yeah, so now that Grand is fixed, it makes it much more pleasant to travel up Glendale to Glendale.
You know, when you said Grand, you know what popped in my mind? When you said the word Grand, you were talking about the street.
The Grand.
Grand.
Hotel.
I was thinking of, let's see, divorce. No, I mean, marriage is grand, divorce is 100 grand.
Nice.
All right, that's all I remember on that one. Okay. All right, maybe I'm speaking from experience. Now, Tom, you have a report, a special report on the Phoenix Coyotes.
I'm looking at the VividSeats.com website. They have $17 to $48 range at your Coyotes games.
Uh-huh, okay.
Sound about right?
Nice.
Probably, yeah. I think you probably could, and I think it even can go up higher, you know, glass seats or,
I'm sure
or lower
could.
Seats, but... But, yeah, I think there's a lot of probably upper deck seats, like, you know, within that price range, which is very cool. So definitely you want to support the Coyotes. You want to support all the local teams. Why not? I mean, they're, you know, they put their hearts and souls on the line. And the city of Glendale deserves it. The Phoenix Coyotes certainly deserve it after 2 years of no ownership. Well, the NHL owns them, but they've had some struggles. But they are they're bouncing back. I really believe there's good things to come for the Phoenix Coyotes.
Well, and that's kind of what I was getting at is, you know, it's you don't have to go out and spend a ton of money. I mean, a couple of tickets, you know, $34 for a couple of tickets. And now with the special they're having for a dollar for hot dogs and a dollar for drinks and whatever.
Where do you get that?
Yeah, and then you tool downtown and go to Glendale Glitters and you've had a great evening during the holidays. And, you know, and I'll bet there's a lot of people that have never been to some sort of event, some sort of game like that with their kids. And, I mean, how awesome. I mean,
yeah, it really is. And Westgate is a really cool place, too.
Yeah,
they have the water exhibit, and that's sort of cool, and a lot of great restaurants. Now, have you been to Westgate?
Oh, yeah. And
okay, let's let Tom guess our favorite restaurant. You guess guess Chris's favorite restaurant there, and then guess my favorite restaurant, and you will be the big winner. Okay, Chris, write down your favorite. Well, don't write it down. What is Chris's favorite restaurant? Let's see. I don't even know this.
You were talking at Westgate, right?
Yeah, Westgate.
Margaritaville.
That is good.
Is that your favorite? That's
good stuff there. That's
He didn't say it was favorite. He said it's good stuff. He didn't talk about what stuff, but I'm imagining what stuff he's talking about.
I like food. They got this huge nacho plate thing, you know, and I like a lot of spicy food, so, you know.
So that is that your favorite, though?
I think so. Yeah, that's a pretty cool place. It's like two stories. And
it is. It's two stories.
What's the place with the bull riding over there? That was really cool, too.
Oh, yeah, that's you know,
people. That's pretty crazy.
I forgot that one. It's right by the arena, though.
I've seen some, you know, and if you're kind of an outgoing kind of person, then go there after like 11 at that bull riding place because that place comes alive. Man.
Yeah, it really does. That's a nice place. Now, Tom, what's my favorite restaurant?
I'm trying to remember them all out there. Now, I was at an Italian place one time where they had some comfort food kind of like, and they had some kind of a chicken parmesan with, instead of noodles, they had a mashed potato dish. And I don't remember the name of the restaurant, but could that be close? That'd
no,
be what I would pick.
But it was, sounds good, but no, I have a very specific restaurant. That does sound good.
Johnny
though.
Rockets?
No, but it's fun. And my daughter, youngest daughter, likes that. We've been there many times. I get the chili side.
It's a really cool place. There is always so much stuff. In fact, I was just at a concert there, and it was really cool.
Really? Who'd you see?
Yeah.
Taylor Swift.
Yes, it was. That's
how
it
did
was.
I know that? Because I know people that went, and they said it was a great show.
I was amazed. It was not what I expected at all. That woman is an entertainer.
She's talented.
It was cool, and she sings well, but she is an entertainer.
It was.
In fact, you know what? She was nominated for Entertainer of the Year.
I think that's right.
Yeah. That's a show to go see. You know, I say, I was surprised, and had I known it was going to be that cool, I would have taken all my kids.
Oh, that is so cool. So, who did you take? A couple of your kids?
Actually, a friend of mine. He had reservations in the suite, so yeah, we got wined and dined.
How neat!
He took about 10 of us or something, you know, like that, and it was a blast. In fact, we were all surprised, you know. The girls wanted to go see Taylor Swift, and all us guys were kind of like, oh,
but it was a surprising event.
Sure enough, it was. It was really cool. But anyway, the whole point was Westgate. It's a cool place to hang out, especially if you got a driver, if you're a drinking kind of person.
Oh, yeah, because, make sure you don't drive and drink.
Yeah, you know, because it's just cool to hang out there. I mean,
Tom, that was not my favorite restaurant. Let's move over to Chris. What is my favorite restaurant in Westgate? No, that is not it. Tom.
That was my imitation of horse.
I'm
terrible with names. I can never. It's always like, let's go eat at that one place.
Yeah, that's the place. How about you, Tom? One last guess.
I've run out of options.
Okay, let's see. I'll give you some hints. There's a song, Something of the Rising Sun.
Oh.
What am I missing? Tom, you know this as a musician. What's that word? Fill in the blank.
There's a restaurant called The House?
No, but it's close.
House of the Rising Sun.
No, it's close. That's part of the name. Yes, he's got
Roadhouse.
It.
Roadhouse?
No, not the Texas Roadhouse. That is not the correct answer, but good luck, and we'll send you on the consolation prize.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
No, there's not a Texas Roadhouse there anyway.
No, it's at 83rd and Bell.
How about in baseball? When you hit a home run, it's called Gone. No.
It's gone.
The Gone House. No, that's the Gone Show.
it's called a home run.
All right, how about when you used to play, you went out to the...
The playground.
Okay, what's that? What's another name for that? Ground.
Holy playground. Mackerel. The playground.
Wow. All right, there was a famous... a group that had part of this name, the Something Birds.
If there is anybody listening, you got
it. Yeah, he's
all
got it. He's got it. Tom's got it. What is it?
Yard House.
Thank you so much. The Yardbirds going playing on the yard, and going yard means a home run. Wow, no one wins today's episode of Dave's Favorite Restaurant. That could be a good segment, huh? I love it. Have you not been to the Yard House?
I'm not sure. I don't know.
It's good. Tom, have you been to the Yard House? No? Oh, you have? It's tasty. I got to tell you, it's really good. Usually very crowded, right near Margaritaville.
Huh.
Jimmy Buffett's Margaritaville.
Right, right. Yeah.
Who's going to sing that song for us?
No.
Margaritaville. Remember that?
Yeah, we're not going to sing that.
Okay. Well, why don't we take a quick break, and then when we come back, we'll continue our discussion with Chris Gray, star of What's Up, Phoenix. We've talked a lot about What's Up, Phoenix. There's a lot of exciting things going on this weekend, in fact. Glendale Glitter starts Friday. Phoenix Coyotes, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday. Jobbing.com Arena. Get out there. Nothing like a hockey game. A lot of good stuff. We'll be right back.
At Beer and Bomb and Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Birenbaum and Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Hello, this is Michael Dixon. Internationally acclaimed Metropolitan Opera baritone Dmitri Varostovsky will perform a one-time-only opera gala concert with the Phoenix Opera Orchestra and Chorus Tuesday, January 10th at the Orpheum Theater. We've seen the sensational singer in the Met's live HD broadcasts. Now hear him live in concert January 10th. It'll be the musical event of the season. Get tickets now at the Orpheum box office and at phoenixopera.org.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. This is the real estate panel and a special edition, a holiday special, we'll call it, with What's Up Phoenix, starring Chris Gray. And yeah, we've had, we'll call, random conversations today, all sorts of things. We do now know Chris Gray's favorite restaurant, Margaritaville, and we know now what going yard means in baseball. So, real estate. So, Chris, that's what you do. You're very good at it. Maybe an update. What's going on in the real estate market, the world of loans?
Actually, as everybody knows by now, the rates are just astronomically low.
Oh, yeah.
So it's... If you can refinance, definitely. If you can buy something, go buy something. You can buy homes right now and condos, single family residences, condos, townhomes, 20 to, I think the median price right now in Phoenix is like 94,000-ish. Wow. Nationally, it's like 110 or 20,000, something like that. The other new thing is the HART program that they're going to extend that. And it's actually, if you have a loan with, say, Chase or Wells or B of A, one of the new things with the new HART program is they're supposedly not going to require an appraisal at all, which that's been the holdup for people. People are like, I make all my payments on time. I'm 200,000 upside down, I'm 50 grand upside down, whatever they're upside down, but they, and they're making their payments on time and they still have an okay income, but want to take advantage of the rates and can't because they're upside down. So, it's the people that are, I did it right and I still have my house and I made the agreement I'm paying. But anyway, so the HART program is going to be to help those people out. It's not going to require an appraisal, and
that's excellent. Now, how about a credit score? Is it the only criteria if you made your timely payments?
Well, it's going to depend on each lender. If you've made your payments timely with them, they're going to look at you really closely. Say for instance, you call up, your Chase lender or your B of A or Wells Fargo, whomever you have your mortgage with. It's going to be easier to get that loan done because they carry your mortgage. So if you have a Fannie Mae loan with Chase, for instance, right now, you basically call them up. Well, actually, I'm pretty sure it's around. I don't follow a whole lot because I don't do a lot of those HARP loans.
Yeah.
But the new guides, everything should be passed around mid-December. Maybe start Googling HARP or something like that if you really are interested. But, you should be able to jump on and get along with Chase and not really have to go through a whole lot, really, to get it done other than time. It's probably going to take 30, 60 days at least to get the refinance, but you're going to be able to take advantage of the low rates. You're not going to have to worry about an appraisal. You're not going to have to worry a whole lot about your debt-to-income ratio a whole lot, because they're looking at it. They're trying to look at it now like if you're making a $1,200 a month payment now, well, certainly you can afford $1,000 a month. Which is what,
yeah, well, it makes sense, doesn't it?
Ellen, that's what everybody's been complaining about, you know, for the last couple of years. It's like, if rates are so low and they're trying to do stuff to, you know, do something to stimulate the economy,
yeah,
why don't they just let everybody?
That makes sense. So you'd have a little extra cash, maybe start spending,
right.
Boost the economy. Actually, that's a sort of a smart way to go.
That's what we're hoping. You know, that's the intent.
So watch for that. And, of course, they can always call you and you can get them whatever information you ever, you know, on any type of loan. Why don't you give out some contact information? We still have a couple minutes left.
So. Sure. And, you know, and if I don't have the answers, I'll get you the answers.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's what I do. I mean, if things are just changing so much, I can't know it all in a moment's notice. But I'll be happy to get any information that anybody would want. And you can call me at 602-332-3414. Again, it's 332-3414. Or you can email me at C. Chris Gray for Loans. And that's the letter C. And then my name, C-H-R-I-S-G-R-A-Y, so C. Chris Gray, the number 4, loans, L-O-A-N-S, at yahoo.com. I know that's long, but...
No, that's clever. C. Chris Gray. I love that. C, the letter C, Chris Gray, number 4. Loans.
See Chris Gray for loans at yahoo.com.
I like that. That's very cool.
A guy was trying to get an email 14 years ago, and there was about 11 Chris Grays in the valley, and I had to keep changing it and changing it and changing it. And so my initials are CC. So
yeah, but the meaning is C, Chris Gray.
Right.
So visit him, like.
Right.
And that was too long of a word. So C, Chris Gray for loans.
At yahoo.com.
Oh, at yahoo.com.
Right.
Oh, excellent. Wow, so this is great. And, of course, we'll, let's see, the first, wow, in about a week, we got the What's Up Phoenix show.
Yes, sir.
And we'll have to, I forgot who we have on, but we're going to, I'll announce that in the next couple of days. Stay tuned, of course, for Breakthrough Sports tomorrow. We have Kevin Guy, general manager, head coach for the Arizona Rattlers on, Scotty Sachs, Lock and Load, top NFL picks of the week. We also have Daniel Fabrizi from Examiner.com, Pittsburgh Penguins, talking about the kid coming back, Sidney Crosby, a phenomenal game after being out for about a year with a concussion. Chris Gray, thank you for coming in, and we'll see everyone tomorrow. Have a great night.
Happy Thanksgiving.